Welcome to the Easy to Swallow podcast, where we take hard to swallow topics and break them down into digestible bits so the truth goes down smoothly. Yeah.
Hola, 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 Mary.
Who the fuck is this?
I'm going to Colombia next week, so I'm brushing up on my Spanish.
Yeah, is that the only word you know, or do you have anything else to offer?
See?
Oh, yeah.
So yo tengo el gato en pantalones.
You have something in your pants. Oh, you have a cat in your pants. Yeah, that's what that means.
No say.
You don't know. If you have a cat in your pants?
Okay, I'm going to go back to English now. This is awful. And I thank God for Google Translate.
You didn't know what you were saying. That's what you were saying.
I said I have a cat in my pants, and you asked me if I do, and I said I don't know.
Yeah, I got that.
And then I didn't know where to go from there because that's the limit of my Espanol. Oh, see, I have some more.
Okay. Well, that's great. I mean, you can tell all the Colombians that you have a cat in your pants, and they're going to think that you have a pussy in your pants.
Ooh. I've always thought I was a lesbian in a man's body anyways.
I mean, you can always change your preferences.
It's still the same. I'm going to go from fucking to scissoring.
Yeah.
Have I ever said the F word on this episode, on the show?
The F word?
Have
the F word meaning fuck?
I don't know if we ever dropped F bombs before.
Are you kidding me?
I don't remember.
Done this podcast in a second.
We need to reintroduce ourselves.
So I don't even know who Josh is. Do you want to reintroduce yourself?
Yes. My name is Josh Barrow.
Okay.
I was born in Anaheim. And then I moved to Las Vegas.
No.
First.
No, I didn't I didn't go through a whole
awakening.
You know, awakening.
Am I woke now?
I don't know. I hope so. So that
I'm not a liberal, so I don't think so.
So Josh, during the past 2 months, has been very busy. He got a new car. He got a new phone.
Opened the venue.
He opened a venue. He hosted a celebrity's
birthday party,
which we cannot mention on air.
Major celebrity, though.
Major celebrity.
I'm pretty proud of that.
Can I drop a hint?
Oh, God, I don't think you could drop a hint with this one.
It's just only three
No, I already know what you're going to say.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, guys, if you know what three letters we're talking about.
I signed an NDA, guys, so I honestly can't. So, but if you do your research.
It's online if you do your research.
Yeah, you can figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So
a lot happened, and now you're going to Colombia, and you're gonna find some cats. He's gonna rescue the cats.
Well, depending on if that's a metaphor or not, yes, it's actually kind of right.
Josh has been busy rescuing cats.
Mm-hmm. Just saving all the pussy cats of the world.
Yeah.
So
that's why you haven't heard from us in a second. But
it's my fault, guys. Mary wanted to go, and I was just so busy with everything, and my mind wandered off. So we know you were – I think they went to the studio, and they're pounding on the door. I heard there was a riot.
Yeah, right outside my apartment.
Or was that just L.A.?
L.A. is just a full-time riot, 24/7.
It was either BLM – or it was that the Lakers won the championship. It was one of the two. I don't know why.
The Lakers was probably worse than anything that's ever happened with BLM.
Really? So I am a Lakers fan. I didn't see anything about what was going on after they won. Were they going crazy in L.A.? You were there?
I live there, but I wasn't inside of that. I would never go there. But
downtown.
There's the Fun Citizen app, which tells you what's going on in the city, all the crime and everything. And I remember trying to go to bed, but I was just watching basically like a live stream of people on top of a bus. They vandalized it. They over 30 businesses were vandalized and broken into. And this is when the Lakers win. So this is why I don't fucking get sports. Like normal people, you have a celebration, you have some drinks, you cheers, maybe you do a little dance, get down tonight. But no, these people were like, no, this is, and I was told, I was informed by the sources and the sports gods that this is something that happens in LA all the time, every time there's a victory. And I'm like, wouldn't it be the opposite? Like maybe
normal.
If you lose, then I understand. Well, I don't understand.
No.
But I understand a little bit more. Like,
makes sense when you win. Well, first of all, you're among the sports gods now after our last episode.
Yes. So, I have been contacted by many
you know,
sports
I know. See, that's why I really ran away, because yeah. I know ESPN was trying to hit you up, Fox Sports.
Everybody.
Barstool.
Oh, yeah.
CNN. They don't have a sports division. They wanted to make you their sports division.
Yeah, they're like, you'd be a great sports
Yeah, they're like, hey, listen, our ratings suck.
Yeah, but we know that you would bring them up.
Yeah, so, and then they asked about me, and you're like, I don't know where, he's probably in Columbia right now on a yacht with some hoes.
Yeah.
Yachts and hoes? Boats and whores.
No, it's boats and hoes. Sorry. Wow. Whores is so derogatory, but hoes, that's cute, you know?
Whoa. That's not derogatory. Ho is the shorter version of whore.
It's cuter, you know? If you call someone a hoe, it's cuter than a whore. Like, whore seems like you're...
So if I called you a filthy hoe right now, that's adorable.
That's cuter than you're a filthy whore, Mary.
Whoa, you need to calm down. You know? This is our first episode back. You don't have to call me a filthy whore.
You're a filthy whore, Josh.
Well, I think they should know. All of our episodes are so much structured. We're freeballing at this time. We're kind of just going off the rails here. We could go off the rails, even though most of our episodes kind of do.
This is my way of luring Josh back in, because every time before we're about to do an episode, I always tell Josh, I'm like, it's okay if we improv it, but I at least need a little bit structure.
And I hate that.
I think it's delicious. Like, just a little bit of structure. Just like, okay, like, hi, what are we going to talk about? And this time, I gave myself up.
Yep.
I gave myself fully up. And I was like, no structure. We're just going to hit record, and we're going to see where life takes us.
I've been trying to have you give yourself up for me for a long time. You made me force it this whole time.
And that's why Josh left, because Josh didn't...
I feel like a rapist.
I know, like a podcast.
I'm a podcast rapist.
Yeah. Oh. So Josh was just not okay with my S-word structure.
I'm going to gag.
Yeah, so... He just kind of abandoned me and abandoned ship and went on to a boat with hoes. So now we're back. Josh, are you going to abandon us? Are you going to abandon me and the people of the United States of America, Bulgaria, Philippines? We have people from around the world now.
Actually, we have Australia, especially. Remember, Australia was a good following. I will not. I'm here for the long run.
Okay.
Hopefully we do some more freeballing episodes like this in the future. We'll see how this one goes. And then, yeah, I'm down. I mean, you know I'm all about the improv. Actually, maybe you don't.
Well, you want to tell the story.
What story?
Your SNL story.
Well, this happened, so let's see, it's 2020. This must have been 2010 or 11. And... Oh, man, I think my maths, or it might even be 12. Somewhere around 8 to 10 years ago in West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playgrounds where I spent most of my days. Okay, a friend of mine, I wrote a movie script. It's called Red Flags, and it's about my dating life, so it's really applicable in terms of the title. Actually, a lot of people's not. Actually, it could be yours, too. Danielle talked about it. And so my co-writer was really big into improv. He did stand up and everything. And he dragged me to this improv thing in LA, like in downtown LA. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really want to go to it, but I thought it was kind of fun and, you know, didn't have anything to do. So we drove up from Newport Beach to LA and went to this thing. And it was really, really fun, actually. I actually liked it a lot. It wasn't that many people. I think it was called... like the Upright Citizens Brigade, like one of their things.
That's
like their
one
type
of the most popular ones.
Yeah, but there's only like one in LA, one in New York, and I think one in Canada, right? So like this was people that like ran that or used to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, apparently Saturday Night Live was going through this whole restructuring. And they wanted to find new talent that was unknown. So sorry, this wine is really... I'm not used to wine, and she's making me drink wine, so.
I didn't force him to drink wine.
Guys, there's a funnel in my mouth right now, and she's just pouring.
Yeah, and he's eloquently able to speak while I pour wine down his
throat. I'm a master linguist. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. So,
Oh, my God. there's also bread on the table. It's super holy night. Bread and wine.
All I see are bananas. Organic bananas. Or in Spanish, bayolique. Bananas...
Very, very good. Muy bien.
Gracias. So we went to this thing. It was like 30 people only. And then I was asked to come back like 2 weeks later, and I had no idea why. My friend like wanted me to come back. He was very pressing, though. I didn't understand why. And apparently there was some kind of producer from Saturday Night Live that was like scouting, and he liked me and like three other people and wanted us all to come back so he could give us like a final like review and see if he wants to ask us any more questions. But I never went.
Why do you think you didn't go?
Because I'm just too big for fame.
Do you think you were scared? You know how they say,
you want to go
like,
deep? You want to go deep?
Yes, Josh. I think
should we go deep on each other right now?
Deep.
We're going to go deep here?
Let's go deep.
Okay. You know my personality very well. Mm-hmm. I've been told since I was a little kid that I have a personality that's meant to be like a famous person. Like I'm supposed to be some kind of movie star or something. Just by my personality. Mm-hmm. So either movies, TV, radio, which I guess we're kind of doing that. Mm-hmm. So part of it, when I found out about the producer being there, was that, wow, this could be my chance. Like, I mean, there's not that many people on the show, first of all. So, like, for you to, like, get asked and maybe audition, you probably have a pretty good chance to make it. Because they wanted someone obscure. They wanted to freshen up the whole show. So I think part of me saw that and saw it probably happening. And I wasn't mentally ready for it.
I think that happens a lot when people know what they're capable of, and it's just the fact that they know that this is going to be a transitional period in their life because they know they have the potential to get what it is that they've wanted their entire lives. So do you regret it? Would you, if you wouldn't go back? Like if do you ever wonder
so
where your life would have been?
I didn't have the confidence then that I do now. So on a show like Saturday Night Live, like one, you, people don't realize this because I learned a lot about after this whole situation is that they only get like $5,000 like a week or a month or something. I can't remember what. It's not like crazy. Like you're not a millionaire being on the show, but it's exposure, right? Because everyone on the show becomes famous or gets movie deals or something. So – but also you have to write your own skits. You have to like you have to pretty much write – like you're seeing a stand-up special with like some comedian. They do like 2 hours. Mm-hmm. You have to write like the equivalent of like 2 to 3 of those a week. Not just that, but you're acting on live TV, which I've never been in front of a camera before other than, like, I've done, like, 4 commercials, and it wasn't even, like, it was by default because I used to work for Channel 10 PBS out here. So they just need someone to do the commercial without paying them. So what scared
you more? Do you think it's, like, the fact that you would have to be on camera and you would have to learn how to act, or do you think it was the writing and coming up with things that scared you more?
I'm the type, I don't really good, I'm not good at thinking of stuff. I'm good on making stuff better. That makes sense?
Explain.
Like so me and you going back and forth, yeah. I'm never really thinking of stuff. I go off of what you give me.
Well, that's basically what improv is. It's based on the premise of yes and. So it's all about listening to the other person and going off of what that person says and adding on to it.
But I'm not good at like so when you start writing, you have to like start it off. And I don't think I'd be good. Like I can't tell you like okay, special guest this week is Jim Carrey, and then you have to write something for Jim Carrey, and then you know apparently the guest on the show always contributes. Mm-hmm. Like if I ever had to like work with Jim Carrey, for example, like to me it's like so esteemed to me. Like I would be like in shock. I wouldn't know what to do, and I would suck.
But it's like, never just one person writing it. It's always, like, a bunch of people helping you write.
They each have to contribute, like, 5-10 different ideas for the week. And then throughout the week, they nail them down to what the show ends up being.
Right. But I'm saying, like, you wouldn't be the sole person responsible for writing the entire thing.
True.
Because other people are giving you their ideas. One of the biggest things that I always get from writers who are doing this full time is that the most frustrating thing is that they have an idea. They love the idea. They want to pitch it. And by the time they do, they're like, okay, yes, we love this idea. We're going to take it on. But by the time that it's completely done and every single writer in that room has looked and gone over it, it doesn't sound or feel like anything that was originally written. And so I think the biggest frustration for writers is they don't have full control and ownership of their work.
I don't want any of that. So that actually, this probably would have been the best job in the world then. And you just, do we have a time machine?
Yeah, like, let me just pull it out of my ass.
I've heard you pull a lot of things out of your ass. So.
Yeah, you've heard. Like, there was sounds.
Since you moved to L.A., I mean, I've been hearing a lot of things about you.
Yeah, you're
pretty
all
much
the tabloids.
You're pretty
Mary's
much the town bicycle.
Everything. Yeah. I'm basically restructuring the city of L.A. through yeah. my ass. Yeah. So,
wow, you sound like Newsom.
Yeah. I have tents for everyone. All of California. I'm just building tents.
Okay, so here. This so hypothetical question. Hypothetical question. If there was a time machine here right now, and you could go back to one point in history, either your own thing or any point in history, where would you go?
Honestly, where I'm going right now. So
that's the future. You have to go back in time.
I know. I'm forced. You're forcing me again.
Great. Here we go. Maybe everyone's going to think I fucking rape you every week.
Hashtag me too. Josh, stop. Stop forcing me to go back in time.
Okay. You're the one sitting on my lap right now, okay?
If sitting two seats away from you is your lap.
You're touching me right now. Like, you need to stop.
Oh, my God.
We actually have a chair separating us. We're social distancing. We're being responsible.
We are actually very responsible. You should put on your mask, though, just in case. Like, you're
sick. I don't have my mask. I left it in my car.
Oh, no. What do we do? Do we stop the show now?
I think I just gave you my herpes 17.
17?
That's when I got it.
When you were 17?
You know why that's why it's COVID-19, right? It started in 2019.
I don't think anyone knows when it fucking started.
No, but that's what it means, is that they identified it in 2019, so that's where the 19 comes from.
Yeah.
Just a fun fact. Okay, don't dodge.
So 2019's beautiful.
Oh, did I just ruin 2019?
Yeah, you ruined 2019 and 2020.
2020 is kind of getting screwed for what 2019 did.
Yeah.
You know, my boss had COVID back in November. And he had a bad, like a really, really bad case, super healthy guy. And then he got tested for the antibodies. So, like, 2020 is kind of getting screwed by 2019.
That's how it works, is the domino effect.
Oh, touche.
Yeah.
Now, what year would you go back to?
Oh, God.
No future. You have to go back in time, like that song.
Sorry, I live in the present, Josh. In a time when I was alive, or what?
It's whatever. Either you could go back to when you're 4 years old because
okay,
you loved it.
Okay, but for how long will I be stuck there?
You get to choose.
I get to choose how long I'll
you
be
could
stuck.
Either just go back there just to see, like, if you want to go back to 2000 years and see baby Jesus being born and then just come back. Yeah. But what do you want?
That would be crazy. Would
you go back to dinosaurs?
Would I still be called Mary?
Oh, that'd be confusing. There was only two other Marys back then. One that was bad and one was good.
I just want to know, like, all about the Virgin Mary. So, I just not...
You'd hang out with Jesus' mom? Is the first thing you would say, like, hey, Mary, did you really just get knocked up by someone? Or is this, like, an immaculate...
Okay, let me... Okay, so I love the 60s. Just because I...
Really?
Yeah. Like, you know Mad Men? Have you watched Mad Men?
Freaking loved it. Okay. I loved it.
So, it's one of my favorite shows. I still haven't finished the last season, which I'm an asshole for. Sorry. I will get back to it.
It ended kind of crappy, the last episode, but I get why they did it.
Yeah. But I'm obsessed with how women dress back then and men and just the fashion.
You see my hats. That's why I wear those hats.
Yeah.
I love those hats. Those suits.
I just love how classy everyone was. Sure, they all had problems. The men cheated on their wives. I mean, what's new 2020?
Was that true?
What?
Was that true?
What do you mean?
So, okay, we both seen the show.
What?
Uh-huh. I mean, they made it seem like every guy was a womanizer, and I don't think that was true. I mean, was it true? I don't know. I'm not a 60s historian. I know nothing about the 60s, to be honest, other than Mad Men. And my dad did a lot of drugs back then.
I just feel like back then, since women relied on men so heavily, right? Like, they were the caretakers of the home and kids and all of that.
So that was true in the show. They were looked down upon for working, essentially.
Well, have you ever looked at 1960s ads? They're awful. Like,
I mean, I've seen somewhere, like, it's always a woman in the kitchen, basically. Always.
So,
right?
I've looked into so many of them because of what I went to school for. One of the emphasis, like, I went to school for journalism and media studies, if anyone doesn't know. But one of the things that I focused on was integrated marketing communication. So, I had all these different advertising classes, and we had to study ads from back in the day. And if you think cancel culture right now is bad, like, We're canceling stuff for like no reason. But back then it was so bad because everything was so awful. Like the way that they talked about women, it was just basically kind of like, you know okay. your place, you only belong in the kitchen, or do this for your man. Or
so no marketing back then was towards women. It wasn't geared at all. It was all geared towards men.
Well, or geared for to prep women to be the best housewives or to be the best caterers to their husbands. So back then,
wow,
women weren't out there breaking glass ceilings and, you know, out there being businesswoman. Everything heavily relied on the man. So think of it. If a woman's not driving, she's staying at home all the time, she doesn't know what goes on in the business place. A man, it's much easier for him to just drive his car after work to a lovely little side mistress, you know, because and just say, hey, honey, like, you know, work is running late. Whereas now you have everything on social media. Everything's in front of you. You can track your husband. I mean, it's like, you know what I mean? So there's pros and cons to every era. But what I really enjoyed is the class that came with it. At least it was the illusion of, hey, like, we're going to get all dolled up. We're going to go out and we're going to have a night on the town. Like, that is, like, really appealing to me because now I feel like society is so trashy where it's like, okay, well, I'm going to wear, like, a little piece of cloth that covers, like, a portion of my vagina and my inside boob is going to come out and this is our first date and the man's wearing something like some stupid thing with stains. I don't know. Like, ew. Everyone looks like, I don't know. Everyone just looks gross to me. Like, maybe that's the thing in 2020. No one has style. No one has class. And what they call style is just regurgitated, like, throw up. Like, I don't know. It just looks, that's how I feel about today's society. So I'm a little bit old fashioned in that sense.
Well, that's my style when I used to work and had to wear suits is I took that 60s style. I like the skinny ties. I like the suits and I like the hats especially.
Yeah.
So actually, that was our first photo for the podcast. It was me wearing one of those type of hats. So
that's true, guys. Scroll to the first post we had.
Yeah, 16 years ago. God, time flies.
When we started our podcast.
I know.
We started before Joe Rogan, actually.
Yeah, I don't know how he took off so quick. Yeah, fucking fear factor. So, so let's see. I was not expecting you to say the 60s, by the way, at all.
What were you expecting if you had to guess?
I thought you would have went to like, I thought you would have went something closer, 80s or 90s.
I mean, the my favorite time that I've lived through is like late 90s, early 2000s.
Because that's the best time in the world. The best music, the best clothing style, the best movies, the best TV shows.
It's not even just necessarily about pop culture. It has to do with society for me because it was the perfect balance of like, hey, look how social cool we're getting technology. Like I could still log in.
We weren't relying on it.
And I could be like, sup, you know.
AIM?
Yeah.
What was your AIM name?
Oh, God. I don't know. It was gross, probably.
Mine like, was JBizzle24.
I know there was X's because everyone cool had X's in their name.
You don't remember yours at all?
No, I really don't.
So JBizzle24.
I had multiple ones.
That was literally mine.
Wow.
I know. I was so cool. I was such a wigger. Like, it was so bad. I wore FUBU.
I think every white boy did.
I wore FUBU, though. Yeah. And, like, not even, like, the normal FUBU shirts. I wore, like, orange, like, yellow FUBU shirts. So.
I can see that.
I mean, I went to, like, a mainly black school, middle school especially. So, like, no one actually gave me any crap for it.
Yeah.
But it's just funny because no one even knew what it stood for because you were in a bunch of middle schoolers or early high schoolers. Like, FUBU stands for us bias. So really only black people were supposed to wear it.
Yeah.
So, but no one cared back then because that was everyone's wearing. And then all the guys had the soaps shoes. Mm-hmm. You know what that is?
Mm-mm.
You know what soaps are?
No.
It's the shoes that had like a big like plastic piece in the middle so you could go skateboarding with them. Like you would grind off them.
Oh, is it the ones that blink too?
No, they didn't blink. But like you could, you know, when a skateboard, you go on like a, like this was a sidewalk. You would grind on it. You could grind with your shoes. So the whole thing was the skateboard without a skateboard.
I have seen those. I didn't know that's what they were called, though.
They're called soaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were, like, the coolest shoes, and then Jordans became, like, a theme.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see. I'm trying to think. If I had to – I'm a big, big fan of, like, the Wild West. I know that sounds weird, but you have seen my gun in my house, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
By the way, I have, like, a revolver. I only shoot revolver guns, and that's it, like, jam. So I would like to go to the Wild West and, like – I think it'd be so cool to be like a sheriff back then, because like you ran that, you were the mayor too, essentially, and
Back when sheriffs were respected.
they weren't. I mean, they weren't. They actually were respected. Actually, they were like
Yeah.
people did whatever they called the Wild West because it was like no law, right? But the sheriffs are the ones, the only ones they ever really listened to. So, or on the flip side, I think I'd make a great bank robber because I'm so organized.
Yeah. Yes, and that's why you hate structure. Yeah.
This is different. This podcast, people like this podcast because of me and you and our personalities. It's not because we're
Is that what it
writing.
is? Write to us. Do you like our personalities? Press 1 for yes,
Yeah, what's
2
our
for
email
no.
again? I can't
Swallowy Easy at Gmail. Oh my God,
I'm
Josh.
sorry. I've been on a just a huge life fulfilling prophecy.
So can we talk about that?
No.
Oh, I thought you said anything goes,
I mean,
Josh.
are we freeballing?
We're freeballing. You said anything goes.
Are we freeballing or are we?
You really busted that out.
You didn't even know it was coming, did you?
I didn't know you were gonna pull it out that quick.
Mary, we're doing a podcast. Easy to swallow. We're back in business. That rhymed there. Yeah, you didn't switch.
Didn't
Oh,
even get to the
crap.
climax of the song,
Yeah, but
Josh.
everyone knows it's Free Falling by Tom Petty. Oh, crap. We have to get their permission now.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
No, I think we're good. There's
Guys,
no
please.
rules, 2020.
Can you guys, like, go to Mary's OnlyFans and just donate a lot of money so we could pay for that?
I wish I had an OnlyFans. I need to start one if they're gonna give money.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to derail that right
You
there.
didn't mean to what?
I didn't mean to derail there. You want to know? So, okay, ask me a question. Go ahead,
Yeah.
this will be 2020 Josh Barrow edition.
So normally when someone starts to buy a lot of things, change a lot of things drastically,
I didn't buy a
there's
lot of things. I
something.
switched a lot of things.
Okay, so you didn't buy a car, you didn't buy a phone, you're not going to Colombia, you're this is all within a 2 month
Wait,
period.
wait, wait, wait,
So
wait.
you
I
know what
traded
how
in my
women,
car to get a new car,
but
and you love
still,
my new car.
but it's like the girls get bangs.
Which, by the way, Kia Telluride, the best SUV on the market, and I have the Nightfall edition. Kia.
Not sponsored.
I don't know their tagline. Kia, Josh drives it.
Wow, that really will make everyone buy it. Everyone, go out
Okay,
there.
so anyways, I traded my car to get a new car. I traded my old phone to get a new phone. I'm just upgrading.
Josh,
I'm leveling up,
you're
as they say.
no. So this goes back to like when women change their hair color or get
Oh,
bangs or
like you
something like
purple
that.
hair?
Like it's not purple. Josh doesn't understand hair.
It's
Like
a
I don't
hue of
understand
purple.
sport.
It's purplish.
I just got my hair done yesterday, guys, and if you know anything about toner, see, this is Josh like now changing the subject.
No, you dipped your
I
hair in the wine we're drinking because it's an exact
have
match.
photos and videos yesterday that I did
You
not.
went all Bulgarian yesterday. I felt like you should be in the movie
No,
Borat.
I went all Borat. Butch, by the way, well, now we're
Butch? Butch, by the way?
Butch by Butch. Josh,
Mary?
so what do you think sparked this new Josh?
I'm the same Josh.
Are you the same Josh? Are we going deep?
Oh, that's all clearing my throat. I mean,
Oh, okay.
I thought you were about to penetrate me. So, I think we all hit a point in our life where we just get kind of bored of everything. And some people acknowledge it, and some people just kind of push it aside. This has been a very weird year for the entire world.
Yeah, and that's why I want to
Everyone.
talk about it.
So I had such big expectations for this year. And it had nothing to do with like anything in general. So I left my old job for a new one, which is great. It's going great. I just feel also I kind of just feel unfulfilled, just in general. So it just kind of trickled down to everything where I just kind of snap and like me and you talk every day normally. We didn't even talk for a while because I wasn't talking to anyone. I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't going out. I just kind of monked it up, like went to a monastery basically. And I wish I kind of did do that. That would have been peaceful. And just kind of just thought about what I wanted to do. And it got to one point where you don't even know. So that I was literally on the verge of quitting my job. And you're one of the people that a few, well, there's quite a few people who think I have like one of the best jobs in Vegas, but I just wanted to get rid of everything. I wanted to sell my house. I wanted to quit my job. I wanted to just get rid of everything, just go away, not tell anyone where I went. I just wanted like just to do my own thing and not worry about anything. So reality set back in. And then so I just tried to change some things. So I got a new car. I just bought the new iPhone. The iPhone 12 with 5G.
Still not sponsored.
Yeah, we got these would be great sponsors though if we were.
Yeah.
And we're doing the podcast again, which is the best part.
Yeah. So. No, I feel like that's how a lot of people are feeling right now. It's not just like a you thing. I think the reason why you're feeling this, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, it's because of everything that happened. Like, would you still think that you would still have been in the same position and felt the same way, even if 2020 didn't unfold like it did?
Yes.
So you think it has nothing to do with the pandemic?
No, this has been lingering for a while, but the thing is that I think maybe I don't see things in my head. I don't strike you as like a dreamer, but like in my head, like my life is completely different than what it is. And I think that's what happened. I realized that it wasn't anything like the way I envisioned it to be in my head.
But don't you think that's most people? Don't you think most
people? No, like
people...
I have crazy like goals and stuff that I haven't told anyone about. Like I feel like I'm a massive failure in my life. And that's why I think it's funny because everyone who knows me says like I'm like one of the most successful people they know. I feel like a massive failure.
But I think that's more people than you think, Josh. And I think that's also why the suicide rates have gone up astronomically this year, why people are dealing with so many issues when it comes to substance abuse and everything like that.
I think that's COVID related.
People realize that, I mean, you have people who have worked their entire life, built up a business around something that they wanted, and all of that is crushed and destroyed by a virus that's not to...
Downplay
say
it.
Not to downplay it, but still, it's like most people will survive this virus.
Yeah, I'm going to downplay it right now. I'm telling you right now, it's a super flu is what it is. And this thing, and the reason why it hit America so bad is it exposed how unhealthy this country is. That's what I think this comes down to. We are an unhealthy country, and we don't take care of ourselves. Yeah, we don't take care of ourselves, and this virus wrecks people with weak immune systems.
Yeah.
And that's why it's doing what it's doing. And to be honest, I mean, the rates aren't even that crazy if you think about it as a whole.
No.
Like, everyone's comparing us like Italy. We are what times the size of Italy? Like, 20? I don't know the population differences. I mean, Italy's only like, let's just say 10 million people. Is that right? But like it's just everything gets magnified because of who our president is. Mm-hmm. And so many people hate him that they want to make him look bad and they want to make everyone just look bad. And then people are just trying to reset this whole year. And I hate to say that. I mean, I don't want to be okay, so they have like 1/6 of our population,
mm-hmm.
right?
60.3 million in 2019.
And we have like 350 here, right? 360, right?
It was somewhere around there.
So we have six times as many people. So if we have six times as many infections or deaths, that actually means it's the same thing from a ratio perspective.
328 million.
Yeah, so 5 to 6 times.
Yeah.
So like it's just... I don't know. I don't want to downplay it either, but I'll tell you right now, like I'm scared. Like I'll tell you that, like if you had two needles or two needles on this table, and you're like, Josh, one of these needles has HIV and one of these has COVID-19. I would inject myself with COVID-19 in a second, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not scared of it at all.
Yeah, I'm not either, honestly. It's also because I know people who've had it and have survived.
Yeah.
You know, yes, of course, I understand if you have a weak immune system and you know you shouldn't be going out, by all means, like, I think there should be something for people with autoimmune systems where their job has to realize that they cannot show up to work and that they have to accommodate them and their personal needs. It is exactly like a disability. But you can't put the rest of the world on lockdown forever.
Exactly.
Because this started out as like, let's flatten the curve. And the curve has been flattened, okay? It's really fucking flat. It's almost like, you know, a flat ass right now. And so at this point, it's like, how much longer are we going to keep people on lockdown? It's been, you know, what, almost 8 months now. And for me, like, going back to Vegas, I feel like there's a lot more freedom. But in LA, we're still in phase one. And the thing is, no one's saying, hey, when are we going to get to phase two? Like, no one's
Disneyland
having
that talk. Disneyland's pissed.
Yeah. But and I think more people should be pissed. I'm actually honestly surprised that people are not out on the streets being like, what the fuck happened? Like, I'm honestly, the fact that people are not out there, like, this is what annoys me about America. We're passionate about the wrong things. The Lakers win. We burn down everything to the ground, right? But then you have something that has affected millions of people out of work, their livelihoods gone, on the street, homeless. Why aren't you rioting? Why aren't you going down to like really
so,
– like I'm not –
So
I'm
listen,
not,
I'm not a conspiracy theorist yeah. or anything. A lot of people say that this whole virus happened to, like, see how much we could be controlled.
Yeah.
So let's say that is true. I mean, it's – look how easy. Look how easy it was. Look how easy the country got shut down.
Easy. Because people like, are – because you know why it's easy? Because people are running off of fear right now. So it's very easy to control a population that is too scared to go outside, right? Or to, like, resume their daily lives.
Well, they submit.
They yeah. submit. Everyone is being submissive and compliant. And at what point do you wake up and say, wait, what the fuck? Like, because we're so deep in it now. We're approaching a year.
You can't shut down again. So that's not the option. It's you cannot shut down again.
Oh,
so
well, you can, first... according to LA. They open their bars for like 2 weeks in the summertime and then they shut down again. And so business owners were pissed because it's like, imagine getting rid of your staff, getting rid of everything, then restocking everything, getting your people back in or getting,
oh, think even deeper.
And then shutting it back down.
Imagine if you had a company and all your employees are on unemployment, gain an extra $600 a week. Yeah. So they're making more money on unemployment than they are working for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. Yeah. I'm not going back to work.
Yeah,
I would try to drag that out as long as possible and get my extra money and chill.
Yeah, and I mean, think that's what a lot of people did, honestly. And which I don't blame them, but at the same time, it's screwed everybody up in every single industry. It doesn't matter what industry you're in some way, this has impacted you. And that's why I don't understand why everyone is not on the streets fighting for us to open up.
I can't explain anything anymore. Like, I mean, being in Las Vegas, we probably, I would say from an economic perspective, we got hit harder than any other city in the country just because we're based on tourism.
Yeah.
So I don't know the financials behind it all, but I'm pretty sure Las Vegas is at least in the top five cities, right?
Definitely. And you guys are honestly, like, what I've been seeing lately in the news is you're, first of all, way more open than LA is. And then... second, though, the type of tourism that's coming here right now is not
from a
business perspective.
It's bad.
So it's not classy people coming in to drop money in Las Vegas. I've just been getting all these alerts about all these shootings on this strip, seeing all these fights at Wynn. I saw Wynn is not even open 7 days a week now and has like a certain curfew.
Encore's closed. It's just Wynn.
Oh, so Encore's completely closed.
I'm pretty sure they decided.
Like forever? Or?
No. They just decided to close down Encore for now, so all the rooms are all at Wynn.
Aren't they only open for 4 days, though, out of the week?
I don't know about that, but I'm almost positive that they just decided to close down Encore because it was just too much of a mayhem to manage all the rowdy people in both casinos, so they just closed down one side.
No, there's the videos
this
that
is
I
Wynn
was
we're talking
seeing
about here.
Is
Wynn.
Not what I've seen. Like the fight that I saw with like, what, 20 people or something? It's like something you will never see in Vegas.
No. Vegas. Even at Red Rock. It happened in Red Rock Casino too.
Oh, I saw it in South Point. I saw
but
it.
But you know what that, the one in Red Rock, what that was about?
What was it about?
Because one guy wasn't wearing a mask.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
And the
one
guy was big. I mean, he's a big freaking dude. And he's like, you should be wearing your mask. And he just threw this guy like a rag doll. I was like, holy crap. And... Like, that's what, see, everyone's becoming so tense now. This is COVID fatigue that they're talking about.
Yeah.
But everyone's blaming that the rising numbers are because of COVID fatigue. It's just, like, people are just sick of it. We need to get back to our lives. Like I hate to cite the debate the other night, the final debate between Trump and Biden, but I did agree with what Trump said. He said that we need to learn to live with this virus. And that's true.
Yeah.
It's not just going to magically go away, even though he did say that a few months ago. But he admits he made some mistakes. Mm-hmm. But then Biden said, like, we're going to die with it. I was like, what?
Well, his solution was wear masks. And to me, honestly, that's not infuriating. No. Because I, once again, citing LA, I started working from home March 13th, and I sure as hell thought I would be back by now.
I thought I'd be back in June.
And so. We've had a mask mandate this whole time. And people are really nasty in California. Even if you're outside and you're just trying to get some fresh air without a mask on, like, people give you dirty looks. Yeah.
Like, when you walk around the park and you're not next to anyone?
Yeah. So I just purposely try to, like, distance myself as far as possible from people. I'll, like, go off the side of the road or whatever just to, like, accommodate them for the fact that I'm not wearing a mask. I'll, like, go the extra way. But it's just, even if you're not wearing it, it's annoying. And to me, I'm like, you know what? I'm sorry, bitch. Do not look at me like I'm a fucking murderer because I chose to go outside and enjoy some sun and park time.
And which is breathe, healthy for you, by the way. That is healthy.
And so I'm tired of this shit. You know what? Like, we want unstructured. This is unstructured, Mary. This is me telling everyone, fuck you. Ooh. If you think that people are killers for going outside, getting fresh air, getting exercise, getting some sun, then maybe you need to reevaluate yourself. And maybe you are the weakest link.
Goodbye.
Bye. And we end the show.
Oh, yeah. That would be a nice end.
Yeah. No.
No, it's ridiculous. Yeah. We're both in the events world, so our industries got wrecked. I mean, like everyone else, I'm not saying one industry got wrecked more than the other, but I mean, it's just ridiculous. Like, I don't know how we got onto this topic. This is what happens to your free ball things, huh?
Well, it is. I know why we got into it. I asked you the question of, do you think you would be feeling the way that you're feeling if it wasn't for the pandemic?
Gotcha.
Because I think it is impacting a lot of people, a lot of people's mental health.
Yeah, but
clearly.
Well, and you know, I should be grateful because I'm in a position where I could just leave everything and just kind of I have money saved up and everything. Mm. A lot of people aren't in that position.
Yeah.
I just refinanced my house. I mean, my mortgage went down $550 a month.
Beautiful.
And like, it's just so I'm not saying I don't want people to think that I don't feel like I'm blessed or I'm grateful for everything. I was bored. I'm so bored. Like, I just want something exciting to happen. I think this year has just been lackluster in general. So maybe that's it. Maybe I should be a bank robber in the 1700s. Wait, what was this?
Actually, right now is the perfect time because we all have to wear a mask, so they won't recognize.
Oh,
you.
Yeah, I could just walk right in there.
Yeah, just put your shades on, put your mask on. No one will think twice.
That's right.
They'll have no idea. So this is your chance.
I always have wanted to rob a bank just to see if I could pull it off, though. I don't want anyone to get hurt or anything. I just wish I could arrange it where, like, hey, I'm going to rob you guys in a week. Uh-huh. We'll all use cap guns. No one will get killed, but you have to stop me from robbing your bank. And they're like, okay, cool.
And hopefully no one has a heart problem in there.
That's their fault.
Yeah, wrong time, wrong place.
They should have ran more when they were younger. Okay, sorry, I'm just kidding. No, like, I don't know. I'm just bored. Like,
but don't you think that is due to the pandemic, though? Because it's the same
no,
thing as me.
I'm like that. That's how I am.
But I feel like it definitely has to do with it. Like, perfect example is, like, me moving to LA in February. It's like I went in with the intention, oh, I'm going to go network. I'm going to go do, to like, all these fun events. You know I love stand-up comedy. So I was like,
Flappers. Oh, God, I can't wait till we go fucking Flappers. Does people know what we're talking about? Other than the Valley, no one knows what we're talking about.
Well, you know if you live in LA. You know. But I don't know.
Even, like, LA?
The fake LA. No, yeah, everyone knows what Flappers is.
Okay, so if I called my friend right now.
In that industry.
If I called my friend right now who's lived in LA his whole life, I think he's 36 or 37.
Are you talking about the one that works for a talent agency? That talent agency you were talking about? Or what?
He's actually his business is he takes care of people's dogs, like a lot of celebrities and stuff too.
Okay.
So are we gonna test this right now?
Yeah, go ahead. Does he like comedy though? He has to like comedy.
Yeah.
Can't just be like a random.
Oh God, I hope he doesn't say anything bad.
Yo.
Hey, so you're actually, me and Mary are recording the podcast right now, and you're on the podcast with us, so welcome.
Hey.
Oh, hello.
So, Brian, I know you called earlier. Sorry, I was at dinner with Mary, but you being a lifetime Los Angelino, and she had just moved to the Valley, I had to ask you. He says welcome.
Thank you. I've been very welcomed by COVID.
So Brian,
I've been watching the Dodger game, but what's up?
Oh, are they winning?
Yeah, they're up by two.
Oh nice. Great. There you go. You're having another riot on your hands.
But it's in Texas right now, so maybe the riot.
Yeah, because we need more.
More riots, please.
So Brian, I have a quick question for you, then we have to get back to the podcast, but you're gonna help me prove a point. Okay, are you ready?
Shoot.
Do you know what the place Flappers is?
Say again?
Have you ever heard of the place called Flappers in L.A.?
No.
Told you, Mary.
But do you go watch stand-up comedy a lot or no?
No, I haven't been in 4 years, and that was, the last person I saw was Bill Burr.
Oh, he's so good, though. He's my favorite. I'm so jealous. Okay, so Brian, I'll call you back later, but thank you for that. We're gonna take you to Flappers when things are opening. And she lives up. Where's your look? Oh wait, sorry, I should say on the podcast.
The improv?
She's in Sherman Oaks.
This is in Burbank.
Yeah, it's in Burbank. But I just want to get your opinion, being since you've been there for so long. But you do need to talk to her sometime because he knows everything about LA. Everything.
Well, not everything, really, apparently. I just taught him something. So welcome.
You mentioned flying out, so we'll talk later about that.
Yep, we'll do. I'm gonna come there and visit you and Mary for sure.
Cool. All right, guys.
All right, see you later. Okay. Thank you.
Have fun. Bye.
I was gonna say that was our first call-in on the show, but I called him.
I hate that question though, because no. You know why? Because I've been going to LA all the time. Like, it's not like I might have moved to LA in February, but I've been like balls deep in LA.
Whoa.
Since I was a teenager. So I feel like I've explored all different areas of LA that I think even a lot of the locals who've stayed there forever haven't explored, including the Valley. Because everyone's like, oh, the Valley.
Yeah, he lives in Brentwood. So,
yeah. So exactly. So I think I know more than them when it comes to a lot of things.
I can't wait for you to meet them.
Because I've met like everyone that I meet there. They're like, oh, I'm going to teach you this and that and this. And I'm like, okay.
You're like, I know it.
Have you been there? I'm like, yes. Yep. Have you been there? Yes. And then I throw something at them and they're like, what is that? And I'm like, bitch, do you live here?
That's kind of funny.
But that's because I'm curious. But that's me, like, in every place. I go everywhere and I'm like, I need to know all the things. And I've actually done this because I'm very competitive when it comes to this. When people travel with me, because once again, the S word structure. I know. I like having a beautiful, bulky, delicious list of places I want to hit when I go travel.
I make an
places.
Itinerary. I
and
do.
And then after I hit those,
then you freeball it.
I freeball it. I'm like, I'm structured with like,
so
not structured.
We need to travel together.
Yeah.
Because I do that too. I have an itinerary. I make an itinerary every time I go somewhere.
And people are so impressed with me, like the locals, because I love talking to people.
Yeah.
And then the other person that I'm with when I travel with them, they're like, how the fuck did you know that?
You know what you should do in LA?
What?
Just on the side?
Mm.
I actually think you'd really like it.
Mm.
You should be a tour guide. I'm not joking.
Would I be driving a bus?
No, you don't drive. You're on a microphone. Someone else drives, and you talk to the people, and you tell them about the places you're driving to. I feel like you would enjoy that, to be honest.
You really think so?
I really think so, and that's coming from me. I was a concierge. I used to work at a place called Pelican Hill. It's like the nicest resort in Orange County. In California, it's like one of the nicest resorts. Uh-huh. So all I would do all day is book, like, either – well, actually, that was a pretty fancy hotel. There's another hotel called the Annabella, which is gone now. It's right across mm-hmm. the street from Disney. It's being redone.
Mm-hmm.
But that hotel, I would actually sell, like, those tours, like, daily, right? So when you sell those, when you give that much business to those companies, they invite you to go on them.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing I was told about me, Which, you're not a big Disneyland person, right?
No, I don't really care for it.
But do you know what the Jungle Cruise is, that ride on the boat, and you have the person kind of give it like a tour guide, essentially, and makes jokes?
It's really dark water.
You're on the boat. Like, well, that's Pirates of the Caribbean, kinda, I think.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
So Jungle Cruise at Disneyland, you basically go on this little short boat ride. Mm-hmm. There's a person, like a safari guide, that mm-hmm. speaks the whole time. And he or she makes the corniest jokes.
Oh, so you want me to be the corny joke?
No. See, everyone said I should be a Jungle Cruise tour guide. Mm. For you, I see you being like a city tour guide, especially in Hollywood and L.A. Especially. I could see you doing that so well.
What would I do? Like, that's like...
You go see...
Hey, here's where people sniff cocaine off the side of the road. Like, you know, like, what is the...
That's exactly why I think you'd be good. Because you could make jokes like that. Because at the Disneyland one, you can't make, like, inappropriate jokes. So that's where I would get fired. Cuss. I would get fired.
Oh, and be myself.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe you could start your own tour company where it's, like, vulgar or where it's real. Uh-huh. Like, so there's certain things where they will drive past celebrity homes. You tell them, you know, and then they'll say, like, a corny joke about the celebrity. You could make up stories just as long as it's factual in terms of what
you
it is.
You don't have to make up stories. Everyone in L.A., like, eats cocaine for breakfast. So, I don't know how much history.
Funny, because I'm going to Columbia soon. And Yeah. Neither me or Mary do drugs, by the way. So, you guys are listening to a clean podcast here.
Neither does Josh. That's like the weirdest thing. Like, and when I have no desire to do coke, but I am trying to find like someone else in Los Angeles that doesn't do coke. So some people are like, I don't do coke. I only do it like, I literally just met somebody and I told Josh, he's like, I don't do coke. I just do it like for 3 times out of the year.
That means you do it, first of all.
Yeah. And I was like, just like, okay.
Oh, yeah. So Easter?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day and?
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Because then you could stretch it out to like 7 days. Smart, yeah. Coke addict. Smart.
Yeah. I'm just like, okay, so you do.
But candles aren't the only thing getting lit. Okay, I'm sorry.
But I love people's explanations for it because I always love to ask and pry questions.
So they justify it. That's what they do.
They do.
No one wants to say they're a cokehead.
So another guy, I was like asking him, I'm like, okay, so like why do you do it? Like they're like, oh, I do it recreationally. You know, like I'm like, okay, all right, whatever.
Like at the park?
Like while you're... at the park, yeah. When the sun goes down, I do coke.
How do they do it while wearing their mask?
Oh, that's when the liberals in California are okay with taking off their masks.
Is
when they have to put something up their nose.
You mean it's basically how most people wear their masks, where it just goes under their nose and just covers their mouth?
Logistics. I don't get LA in that aspect. It's like, okay, I ask them why. I'm like, okay, so if you're only recreationally doing, like, what is it? Because I'm curious. I've never done it. I don't want to do it. And they're like, well, it wakes you up. And I'm like, have you tried coffee? And they're like, yeah, but, like, you know, no one has coffee at the party.
Honestly, if that's the reason, I mean, working out in the morning right after you get out of bed wakes you up. Like, it's like a BS reason.
Yeah, like, why don't you just fucking do some jumping jacks, wake the fuck up, slap yourself in the face a couple times, and get on with your life.
Coke life.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I've never done anything other than weed, and I've only done weed like a handful of times. I think you're pretty much the same. You haven't even done weed, huh?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, okay. So yeah. So that's all we've both done.
Yeah, that's hardcore as I go.
I am very curious to do LSD, just straight curiosity. I don't want to like keep doing it. I just want to just do it one time and see what happens, and I think I'll be done with it.
Literally everyone who does psychedelic drugs walks out of it as like woke. But here's the problem.
Maybe that's what I needed after my whole situation.
I don't know. This is why I'm scared though. I'm scared that I'll lose you. Like, not because you're going to die, but I feel like you're going to be one of those, like, super spiritual people. You're going to come out. No, you're going to come out. Oh, you're going to be all boho themed out, and you're going to show me your crystals and, like, howl at the moon. Like, I don't know. After people do psychedelics.
So I become a werewolf?
like they're always out, like, Joshua Tree and, like.
Oh, it's a full moon tonight and the Mercury's in retrograde.
Bask in the moonlight.
Oh. And then, have you seen this new thing? People are tanning their assholes?